Armand Poudon, my experience. To listen to this in Creole, press on the blue key. I'm 77 now, and I spent all my working life here. I worked in the low season and during harvesting. I was the one who kept the mill supplied with cane. The cane came up on the lift, and I was on the shredder, feeding in the cane. Using a stick, I poked the cane so that the mill would take it, because if you don't poke it hard, the mill choked up and the cane wouldn't go through. Today, you just have to drop the cane into the mill. With modernization, the mill takes the cane easily, but before? Even in the factories too, you needed a man on the shredder to poke the cane because it stayed caught up in the shredder and didn't go through. So I was on the shredder, but there was also the machine operator. It was Massina Humbert. And then there were two men close to the mill with me, one who folded out the bagasse in the mill and another underneath who cleaned under the mill because the bagasse fell underneath and stopped up the juice. And there was a man with a rake who cleaned under the mill the whole time. He had to be there all the time. I spent 4 years on the shredder. After that, I did two or three harvests at the Mourne bagasse, and then I was in the boiler room. I did at least 20 years in the boiler room. Ah, that's where I saw the most misery. I left home at 1 o'clock in the morning because I had to get up the pressure so that at 6 o'clock in the morning we could start up. By the time I'd eaten and got there, started up, lit up, brought up the pressure, we had to get it going by 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning. In the low season, when the factory was closed, we dismantled the mills. The equipment and all the parts were spread out on the floor. And we had a month and a half holiday. We had our paid leave and rested at home. Then the plantation opened up again and we started assembling the mills again. There was one team that assembled the mills, one for all the machines, one that repaired the generators, and a team at the forge. People everywhere.